This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by sfmsports.net.
Guys, finally conquered the demons. You had a year to sit on it. What's going through your mind right now?
Well, I couldn't be more proud of our team. Today was a real team effort. I mean, we had two different goalies in the cage. We ran a lot of subs out of the box today. We really executed the game plan well today, which is a real first for us in this championship. And I think that big players stepped up and made really big plays. We controlled the tempo of the entire second half. We dominated ground balls. We dominated the draws. We absolutely came out a different team in the second half and one that wanted to win.
Well, you guys, and as I was over by the huddle there at halftime, you guys were a real relaxed group. The first half didn't really go very well for you guys, it looked like, but you guys were only down by one and the girls were incredibly relaxed and positive. I thought that was a really good sign.
We almost woke up this morning knowing we were going to win this. I could feel it in the attitude on the bus. I could feel it. We were relaxed before the game. We had a great warm-up. We were a little tight in the first couple minutes of the game because they scored a couple easy goals. All we needed to do was just talk about the game plan again and how we were going to stop Messiah from scoring and how we were going to make it difficult for them. We knew offensively we could score more than they are going to if we had possession. We just needed a few stops. That's it. And we got them. We got them in the second half.
You mentioned the goalie switch. You know, we talked a lot about Leanne and how great she's been this season. But we also talked about the minutes that Maggie's gotten.
Sure.
You know, and we for big games like this, she was ready and she was phenomenal.
She's always ready. And she's a fantastic backup keeper. I mean, I am probably one of the coaches that can. I'm so fortunate and lucky that other coaches are jealous of what I have, what we as a team have in our back pocket as far as being in the cage. I don't see a difference between the two of them. It's hard some days to choose one because one, they both practice well, they both challenge each other, and I'm going to tell you right now, they both love each other and support each other, and that is a coach's dream in the cage. She was enormous today. She made some key stops that elevated everybody's play.
Now you guys, Catherine Merrick, the tournament MVP, but Carly Baffert came through 2.4 seconds
left.
The lacrosse equivalent of a basketball buzzer beater.
Yes.
Could not have been you mentioned team effort. I mean, it was Catherine led the way, but Carly, with that late goal, gave you guys the win.
It was really hard to pick a most valuable player because I just feel like the entire team, bench included, backups, people who don't see very many minutes through the season, everybody put in an effort today to win, and everybody helped with the win. Catherine just had a great tournament all the way around, and that's what kind of pushed her over the edge. Carly, that's a moment she's never going to forget, and let's hope it's not the last one she has like that.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. Go enjoy the bus ride home.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.